B'kut ha-sichas chelik yud zayin, Pirkei Avos, Perek Sheni. The Mishnah says, Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon said, Havazoy b'kriyas shema b'tfili, you should be careful, meticulous about the reading of the Shema and about davening. G'shata mispalol, and when you daven, al tas tfilos ha-kva, don't make it like a fixed thing. El rachman v'tachnun, in other words, a fixed thing that you have to get it over with, you have to just say the words and move on. You should make it as supplications before Hashem. In other words, with feeling and passion and so on. Va'alti rasha b'fnei atzmacha, you shall not consider yourself to be a rasha. Dafen fashtein, so we have to understand about this mission. And number one, dafen onkum tzatzivui mesechta avos milsa de chasidusa. Do we really need a mishnah in mesechta avos, which is supposed to be matters of beyond the letter of the law? As mamuzayin zoyer na mitzvah sasei deraisa, do we really need Pirkei Avos to tell us that we have to be careful about something, reading of the Shema, which is an actual mitzvah in the Torah? You have to do it. Other afila mitzvah says derabbanan, or even do we have to be told about a mitzvah which is rabbinic, like davening? Analachas kam velkamaditzvei mitzvah. Certainly, these two mitzvahs, which are krishma and tefillah, the reading of Shema and Tefillah, was zayin mitzvahs ikris, which are very fundamental mitzvahs, and klolius, and very there's something which is central to Yiddishkeit. It's not just a detail in Yiddishkeit, but it's very central. It talks about the unity of Hashem and expressing your needs to Hashem. These are very fundamental mitzvahs in Avedas Hashem, in the service of Hashem. Number two, we have to understand that Darzeh is in the Tzveita Baba, the same also in regards to the second phrase of the Mishnah, Kesha'ata misval lotas viloscha kva, when you daven, you shouldn't make it as a fixed thing, as I explained before, l'rachma tachnun l'fnei amokim, but rather supplication before Hashem. Vos is the oiftu of the Mishnah mefaresh and mesechta brachas. What is being added by this Mishnah to this phrase to what is already stated in the Mishnah mesechta brachas? If somebody makes his davening fixed, you know, just going through the words, then it will not have supplication. So it's already stated over there in the Mishnah as a halacha. So why does it have to be repeated in Masechta Avos? Number three, we have to understand, Vasa de Shaychas from the Dritta Hayra, what's the connection between the third phrase of the Mishnah, which is Valti Rosha b'fnei atzmacha, not to consider yourself to be a Rosha, what's the reason that one should not consider themselves to be a Rosha? Because this brings you to despair and to feel that there's no point doing tshuva because you're a Rosha anyway. And it will also prevent you from refraining from doing Averis in the future, because if you see yourself as a Rosha, then you may as well just go with it. So therefore, the Mishnah says you shouldn't consider yourself a Rasha. So what's the connection between this teaching and the Zwei Friedekei Ras to the two earlier teachings about davening and Shema, wegen der Zirus and Krishma and Tefillah? What's the connection between them? Beis, the Nekudas Habir in the Mishnah, so to explain this Mishnah. The Drei Hei Ras in the Mishnah, seine verbundene Mitvas, the Baal HaMaimer, Rav Shimon ben Asanel, is beim Gewen Tei Rasayim Nasei. What's behind these three teachings is the fact that Rav Shimon ben Asanel, who was the author of this Mishnah, he was a person who was called Torah, his study of Torah was his profession. He was completely focused on the study of Torah, to the exclusion of all else. The dogma of Rav Shimon ben Yochai is similar to what we say about Rav Shimon ben Yochai, as will be explained later in chapter 8. Und der was Teirosayim Nasei, and since somebody who is considered to be Teirosayim Nasei is nish mafsig zayn limudat Teira to Kriyashma, he is not meant to interrupt his learning of Teira in order to read Shema. Abi Rashbi Zakni Yerushalmi, as Rav Shimon Yochai said in Yerushalmi, kegoinan onu, for instance, us, he said about his group, she'oiskim et Talmud Teira afilu likriyashma einanu mafsikim, that since we are so preoccupied by the study of Torah, we don't even interrupt for the reading of Shema. Nalachas kamav kamaz is nishmafsil gfila, then certainly that he wouldn't interrupt for davening, which is only rabbinic. Vidapsag dinas terosim nase emafsigin l'tfila, as the rule is that somebody who is terosim nase will just keep it to that expression, does not interrupt for davening. So, because that's the author of Ibald, Azer Alein Hot Nish Mafsi given the Krishma Lutfilo Sasins, Rav Shimon ben Asanel. He himself did not interrupt his learning to daven, to reach man, to daven. Hot to get up Bavorin as I told him, therefore he had to make sure that his students understood Azen Dixainan Hoge, that although they observed his behavior, which is that he didn't stop for the Shema and davening. So he was telling them, it should not lead you to think that Kriya Shema and Tefillah is not something that is essential and important. That's why he said, Hevizor, be careful about the reading Shema and davening. And then he says another thing to his colleagues, to his group. They too were in the category of Teirosim Amnosim. Now, Nishtin Zayin Darga, but not on the very same level as Reb Shimon ben Asanel himself. And that's why they did have to interrupt their learning in order to reach Shema. Similar to the situation of the colleagues of Rashbi, who did have to interrupt for reading Shema, as will be explained soon. So then it says to them, when you do daven, you shouldn't make your davening into something which is, so to speak, something to get over with, but rather with feeling. So while it's true that since they are terasim umnosim and therefore they do not interrupt for davening, even the students did have to interrupt for Shema, but for davening they didn't have to. So it's true that they don't have to interrupt for davening, but the times, the odd time that you do daven, in the Zeiten, wenn sie seine Yem ispalel, when did they daven? Ki yedua, as diva zay, by Divos by Zay is Terosim Amnosin, as is well known that by those who are in the category of Terosim Amnosin, Zayin Eichnes Falun Zman Luzman, did have to daven from time to time. Not every day, not all the time, but from time to time they did have to. So when they do their davenings, all the tefillin is Zayin in Eichnes Falun Kva, they shouldn't approach their davening as something which is fixed, meaning to say, as Bishas, Maisa Trachter, Mosse, Efrek, Me'olai, Eil, Zeh, that while he's davening, he's thinking, when can I get this over with already? When the Vedzai is Erkennen, Umkennen, Limina Torah, so that I can get back to learning Torah. That should not be the thought, the feeling behind davening, nor, Sizolzain Rachman Tachnunim, but that rather you should daven, you should be involved in your davening with feeling and so on. Well, that is about the Dritaira, and the same by the third teaching, Balti Rosh of Ne'atzmacha, that you shouldn't consider yourself a Rosha. Euch das is verbunden mit Meilus Rav Shimim Nesanel. That is also something that is connected specifically to the fact that Rav Shimim Nesanel was Terosim Nosei, so it's related to that as well, as will be explained in Sif Yud in chapter 10. Gimel. Now, in Havizor B'Kriya Shema, Kemaluchay Refreg, on this explanation that we gave, that since Rav Shimon Asanel was Terosim Nosin, and he didn't reach Shema, but he was telling his students that they should, one could ask the question, this opinion of Rashbi, that he doesn't have to interrupt even for Kriya Shema, Breng Tzich Nor in Yerushalmi is only reported in the Yerushalmi. Abaladas Abavli, but according to the Talmud Bavli, and Azoy Euch de Alocha, which is actually the final Alocha, Zainin Euch Divas Terosim Amnoson, even those that are Terosim Amnoson, Afilibit Kigayin Rashbi Vachabeirav, even on the level of Rashbi and his colleagues, they do have to, Mafsikim Likriyashma, they do have to interrupt for Shema. So therefore, how does it follow? Then what is the meaning of this Mishnah? Even Rav Shimon ben Asanel should have been reading Shema. Is the Asbara in them? So the explanation is Leuten Klal as Mendaf Mashve Zayin Bavli Birushalmi Kol Ma De'efsher. Based on the rule that we always try to avoid a situation in which the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are in argument, in disagreement. We always try to look for a way in which that, even though they seem to be saying divergent opinions, we try to find the common denominator where they're talking about two different things, and therefore they're not arguing, they actually agree with each other. And we do this even by saying, by interpreting something which is not the most straightforward interpretation. It may be a little forced, but it's worth it in order to avoid the disagreement between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. So therefore we could say, is mistabet zon, one could say in this case, as oich da is nish kein plukta zwischen Bavli and Yerushalmi, over here too, we don't have a disagreement between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, nor is a chilek zwischen Rashbi alein and chaveirav, but rather the difference is, are we talking about Rashbi himself, or are we talking about his students, his colleagues? The tam favos as follows. The tam favos Rashbi halt, as when Dafnish Mas says, Krishma, what's the reason that Rashbi holds that you don't have to interrupt for reading Shema Ezvail Zeh, Shinun Vzeh, Shinun? This, the study of Torah, is the recitation, and the reading of Shema is a recitation. Shinun, so we don't have to interrupt one recitation for another recitation. Umvi, the Yerushalmi is mamshich like ein teretz, and as the Yerushalmi goes on to explain, at least according to one of the explanations, Rav Shimon ben Yochai al day shahaya chadid b'divrei Torah, because he was so sharp and so right on point when it comes to matters of the study of Torah, l'fikach ein chaviva all of kriyas shma yosem divrei Torah. That's why the reading of Shema was not more meaningful to him than the study of Torah. So based on this, Kemenzog, we would be able to explain as Dafke Rashbi Alein, that specifically Rashbi Hot Nishmafse given the Kriya Shema, he did not interrupt to read the Shema. Kediya Galoshan Rashbi Al Yidei Shoya Chodet B'Divrei Torah, Eina Chaviv Olov. As the Gemara seems to be saying, that in particular Rashbi, because he was sharp on matters of Torah, so therefore to him it was not more meaningful to read the Shema. But when it comes to the other colleagues, they did interrupt for the Shema. So therefore, now we can resolve sort of the dispute between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, that in particular Rashbi, he didn't interrupt, but everybody else, all the other colleagues, even though Teirasam Umnasam, they did interrupt for Shema, which is the final halacha as well. Even in regards to Rashbi himself, one might say, as is ba'em given achilik eder eres given in Myra, that there was a difference before he entered into the cave that he spent so many years in, und das man noch seiner Rüzgen, in the time after he left the cave. As does was erat nishmafse given le kriyishma, when did he not interrupt his study of Torah in order to reach Shema, hat sich angeheben erst noch na Rüzgen von Myra. That was only a conduct that began after he left the cave. When he reached a completely new level in the study of Torah as a result of having been secluded for years in the cave, as the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, that his insight into Torah became much more advanced than they had been before. And one could say, as Rav Shimon ben Asanul is given bedugma to Rashbi, that Rav Shimon ben Asanul was similar to Rashbi, where is given la'achir yitzias min ha'mayra, as Rashbi was when he left the cave, kidlakaman, as we'll explain later, in the far hotel nish mafse given l'krishma, and therefore Rav Shimon ben Asanul also did not interrupt to read Shema. Oder inyan as by Rav Shimon ben Asanul is given to rasim nasi by Rashbi, this idea that by Rav Shimon ben Asanul he also had Teirasa and Nasi on the same level as Rashbi. And das is the Nekuda Techeinu in the Drei Rosh in the Mishnah. And that is the message that is under the undercurrent of this Mishnah. Is Merumas in them, was the Mesadra Mishnah, the Mondo, Nish Shem Obif Balamaymer. That can be alluded, we can see that it's alluded to by the fact that the one who wrote, the one who recorded the Mishnah, wrote only Reb Shimon. He didn't write Reb Shimon ben Asanul. He neglected to mention the father's name, which was Rav Shimon of Salem. It's a full name, and he didn't say it fully as karagel, as normally it would be. He would be addressed as Rav Shimon of Salem. Here he just says Rav Shimon Omer. Nor blaze Rav Shimon Stam, but Stam Rav Shimon is God Rav Shimon Yochai, which normally, when it says Rav Shimon in the Mishnah, it's referring to Rav Shimon Yochai, not to Rav Shimon of Salem. But in this Mishnah, the author of the Mishnah writes Rav Shimon as if it was Rav Shimon ben Yochai, because he's trying to allude to the fact that Rav Shimon ben Asanel was also similar to Rav Shimon ben Yochai in this matter, that it was Teirosei Amnasei on such a level that he didn't reach Shemaya either. Na'af for piyas bepashtos davdos the Mishnah donisht oistachim befeirish. And although one could say that it's not necessary for the Mishnah in this case to say that it was Rav Shimon ben Asanel, why? Varam di Mishnah kum behemshach to the Friedige Mishnayis in the Perek, because this Mishnah follows the earlier Mishnayis in this chapter of Avos. Where first it lists the five students of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, when it's Tzvishin Zei Rav Shimon ben Asanel, amongst them one of them is also Rav Shimon ben Asanel. On the Noch state, Hey Mamre Shloisha Dvarim, and then it says that they, meaning the students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, each had three things that they said. As Yadav Zayat Gezog Drei Zachen, is doch me'elov moven as mit Rabbi Shimon Omer. So then it's self understood that when the Mishnah then says, he listed a few of the of them, and then he says Rabbi Shimon Omer. So we understand which Rabbi Shimon. Obviously, the student of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was mentioned earlier, Verdegemet Rabbi Shimon ben Asanel. So therefore, in essence, it didn't have to say Rabbi Shimon ben Asanel here. But since everything in Torah is so particular and accurate, ubefrat as the hayros of Rabbi Shimon ben Asanel zayin in abazun the Mishnah, especially that these teachings of Rabbi Shimon ben Asanel are in a separate Mishnah, which not in the same Mishnah where he was named by as Rav Shimon ben Asanel, but a separate Mishnah, on common Mishnah is weiter von Ort, vusiz mefurish shmei b'shem Ovid, and it's a few Mishnahs down from where he was mentioned with his father's name. So one would think that maybe a few Mishnahs later you should once again bring up that it's Rav Shimon ben Asanel. And therefore one might make the mistake, especially somebody who was reading only this Mishnah, as the Balamaimer is Rashbi, that since it's naming Rav Shimon without any other name, so it's referring to Rashbi as it normally does. So therefore it's Vashtandig, so therefore we understand the Mitzad, the Tam Pnimi, in the Heiros from Rav Shimon Asanel is Negeya, that for a reason which is best understood from the inner dimension of Torah, these teachings of Rav Shimon ben Asanel is negeya nishdos haser is Rav Shimon ben Asanel. What's important here is not the fact that he is Rav Shimon ben Asanel, but rather dos haser is Rav Shimon stam ein inim Rashbi. What's important to this Mishnah is that Rav Shimon ben Asanel is synonymous with Rashbi in regards to what's being discussed in this Mishnah, and that's why he's named Rav Shimon, so to allude back to the fact that he is similar to Rav Shbi in this case. Hey, Das Barabazeh. So to explain, the Tam Pnimi Vastam Rav Shimon is Rav Shbi, what's the reason that whenever it says Rav Shimon, it refers to Rav Shbi? Well, the name Shimon is Fun Loshen Shmiya, because the name Shimon comes from the idea of hearing. The real meaning of hearing is not just that it goes in your ear, but rather that you comprehend, that you get it. Like Shema Yisrael means you should understand, not just hear. Und der Inyan von Teirosei Amnasei, and this idea of Teirosei Amnasei was that Eid vereinigt sich mit Teire, that a Jew, that this person becomes so united, one with Teire, busy wird sein ganzen Umnes, that it becomes his profession, that's what his life is completely preoccupied by. He's so completely united with Torah that that's who he is and that's what he does. Kum dafke ven ba'im is da'askola verstanden Torah b'shleimusa. That can only be said if somebody understands, comprehends, and gets what the Torah is trying to say. Then you could say that he's united, he's one with Torah. So that's when he becomes one with Torah, as the Tanya says, that you become so one with the subject that you're learning that there is no unity, there is no joining of two things that can be, that could imitate this. Nothing can be as joined together as a person that studies Torah. That a person should be one and the same and united, literally from every way that you look at it, they're one with the subject that they're studying. That can only happen if a person really understands what they're learning. And the fun is euch verstandig, wenn ihr alle was haben demselben Namen. So this is true for Rashbi. That's why Rav Shimon ben Yochai, because the name Rav Shimon means this is a person that completely understands and comprehends and gets the Torah that he learns. So similarly, we can understand also about others, other Tanaim that share his name. Uki Yadu, as is well known, as the Shemus von Aiden befrat, but from the Tanoim v'cholu, that the name of a Yid, especially Tanoim, is such tzaddikim who, you know, to whom these things are much more relevant. They're more expressive in great tzaddikim. Given Marois dem Teichem and Akudah from Zeir Aveda, their name expresses what they are about, what their service of Hashem represents. As Bazei, is does Behelum Akuponim Ame'ein from Stam Reb Shimon Rashbi Terosim Nasi, that any Tana whose name is Reb Shimon would have somewhat of a level, at least in a concealed way, would have somewhat of a level of Reb Shimon in this matter, that he is Teirosu Imnasi, similar to Reb Shimon, including Reb Shimon ben Asanul. On the far is the Mishnah Medayik Zazogun Dor Reb Shimon Stam, and that's why this Mishnah calls Reb Shimon ben Asanul simply by the name Reb Shimon, as Dosas Reb Shimon Asanul had Gezogd the Teiros, that this Reb Shimon Asanul saying these things is a smitzadem vasehatz in zich, the mailu from Reb Shimon Stam is because he captures what is behind Reb Shimon ben Yochai. He represents what Reb Shimon ben Yochai represents, Teirosayim Nasi, which is Teirosayim Nasi, and to the degree that he could interrupt his Shema, he didn't interrupt his learning in order to read the Shema. Vav. The Gedder from Teirosayim Nasi in Pashtus is, what is this category of somebody whose Torah is his profession? What is the simple meaning of it? As Aleph, number one, Das is the Inyan is Man, that it's in the time that he spends on his learning Torah is so comprehensive and thorough that he's learning Torah all the time. He learns Torah on Eifer, he studies Torah non-stop, when his Nishmaf sits sleep, Kainzach, and doesn't interrupt for anything. That's what Torah Seim Nasi means on one level. Number two, Es is da oich balimed de nigla de Torah, that this applies also to when one studies the halacha, nigla de Torah, the revealed parts of the Torah. When we make a fin by Rashbi Gufa, as we find in fact about Rashbi, as a filo in Meira, even when he was in the cave, which he was secluded and on his highest level of learning Torah, even there, what was he studying? Iker Iska is given in Torah and Mishnayos. Most of the time, he was preoccupied in studying the Mishnayos, the subjects of Mishnayos, on Nishan Sefer HaZoyer V'Tikunim, and not Zoyer and the esoteric parts of Torah. The Alter Rebbe says that he was mostly preoccupied by learning Nigla. Shteit aber in Zoyer, but on the other hand, it says in Zoyer, as mit Teirosim Emnason meint men divas loy zaza shchinta min hoin kol yemeim, that the real meaning of Teirosim Emnason means those people that the Shechina does not budge from them. The Shechina is always there in their presence. Was it an endiral Shechina, and that they become a host to the Shechina. Was the phone is verstandig, from which we can understand that number one, der Iluf and Terasim Nasi besteht in der Echusdike Zugebundenkeit zu Teure. That Terasim Nasi is not so much a time relevant status, but that it is the way a person is united with Torah. It's not just the time that he's united to Torah, but the way in which the thoroughness in which this Yid is connected to Torah. As ein ganzer Metzius is durgenu mit Torah, that his whole existence is completely permeated by Torah. Und kol inyonei is nor das, baser es adir l'shchinta, and that all he is, what he's about, is just that he is the host to the Shechina. A second point. This connection that he has is nishtar to chachmas Torah, is not just to the wisdom of Torah, nor begik ike tum noisen Torah, mostly to the one who gave the Torah, when she's Hashem himself. The Torah is the wisdom of Hashem. So you can connect to the wisdom of Hashem, or you can connect to the Hashem himself. And this kind of study, the way to be connected to the Shechina itself, that comes from learning Pnimius HaTorah, the inner dimension of Torah. And it says in Tikkun HaZeirah, Dafke Mori Kabbalah, that it's specifically the masters of Kabbalah, if Avdin La, so the Shechina Dira, they are the ones that create a host, a place that the Shechina can be hosted. So we see that it's connected to this kind of level of connection. So the Shechina is dafke through Pnimius HaTorah. Das ist euch die Yesoid von dem, was Chassidus is mevair. This is also the basis, the foundation upon which Chassidus explains. Dem Inyum von Teras HaNasi, the idea of Teras HaNasi. As the limit of Torah is in an oifen von wo asim dvorei beficha, that the study of Torah by such a person is in such a way that it's like Hashem placing the words into his mouth. The divrei Torah was the loymed zokt arois fin zayn moil, that the words of Torah that this person utters from his mouth, it's as if Hashem is saying them. They're attributed to Hashem himself. Er zokt noch die divrei Torah was der Eibishter Kaviyachol zokt. He is repeating those words which Hashem is sort of putting in his mouth. Was azar efna limit nemtzich mitzadem bittel betachlis zu neusna Torah. This kind of learning of Torah, that the words which you say are attributed to Hashem himself, can only happen when a person is so completely and thoroughly bottled to Hashem, biz in an oifen fundiru l'shchina, until he becomes, his whole metzius is just a host, a vehicle for the Shechina. Val pizeh is moven. So based on this, we understand that dosos Rashbi is given teirasoim nasi. That Rashbi was teirasoim nasi is as fabunim midem vaser is given from Mare Kabbalah. It's connected in its essence. What it really expresses that Rashbi was the master of Kabbalah. The other rabbis and even more as given there was at mashpia given pnimis hatayis and the tanoim. Not only was he a master of Kabbalah, but he was the source of the Kabbalah. He was the one that taught it to the other Tanoim. Was the Pharisee given in the Darga Achinailus and Terasim Nosiguf, and that's why he was the one that was reached the ultimate level of Terasim Nosi. Zayin. The Midvet Menoy Chab Matayis Biur. This will also give us an additional explanation in them was Rashbi Dafkat Nishmafse given Lekriyashma. Why it's Rashbi specifically that did not have to interrupt to reach Shema. Kedei as the limit of Torah zol zayin in ha'oifen von asim dvarei beficha, in order for a person to be able to have this kind of study of Torah that says if Hashem putting it into his mouth, muzmen friya shteinen abitul betachos telukus. The only way this can happen is that a person is in such utter bittul to alukus so that he is a completely transparent, and it's only the Shechina that shines through, it's only the Torah that he speaks in the name of Hashem that comes through. Und das wird aufgetan durch dem Aveide von Kriyashma. Was in Yon is, Mesiris Nefesh. How does a person reach this kind of bittul? Through the reading of the Shema, which it brings out the Inyan of Mesiris Nefesh, which is the idea of bittul, and that's why reading Shema properly can bring you closer in contact with this kind of a level. Rashbi, however, when it comes to Rashbi Befrat, Nogdem Yer is given a Meir, especially after he came out of the cave, Ishtendi Gishtane Betachos Abit Tzolukus. He was always on that level of absolute and utter Bittul Telukus, Viad Gizokt, as he himself said, Ano Simana Ba'alma. I am just a marker to point you to Hashem. He had no Metzias of his own, he had nothing. There was nothing about him that was that pointed to himself. Everything about him was just a direction finder to Hashem. Er mitzad atzme is gorka metzias nisht. He himself has no metzias, and sein ganze metzias is nor was er is a simen of getlichkeit. His whole existence was only that he is a pointer to Hashem. Er is given adir l'shchinta betachas. He was the absolute, what is called, host to the shchina. Was the far state of em. Therefore, it says about Rashbi, man pnei ha'odin havaya, who is the face of Hashem? Dor Rashbi, that is Rashbi. You could say that about Rashbi, that when you look at him, that's the face of Hashem, because there was nothing there that would interfere, that would obscure the presence of Hashem. He was nothing other than someone that expressed the presence of Hashem. Und der Far hat nicht gedacht haben die Agdama von Krishna. That's why somebody like Rashbi did not have to read Shema. As in Lima da Teiru, so sein in Eifem for Teirasei Umnasei, that his learning of Teiru should become a Teirasei Umnasei. He had it. He had already reached that level and did not have to reach Shema in order to bring himself to that level. Ches. Es werde zählt in Gemara. The Gemara tells, as Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch had gebeten Rishus by Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch asked permission from Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, Ibe zu sagen, for em, dober echad shul maditani em aysa merkava. He asked, can I repeat to you something that you told us, that you taught us, in the subject of Maisa Merkava, in the esoteric parts of creation and so on. Und noch dem, the esoteric parts of godliness. Und noch dem, wie Pasach Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch v'dorash, after Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch taught whatever he was saying in the name of Rashbi, is Yorda Eish v'na Shemaim, a fire came down from heaven, und the Gemara is dort Mamshech, and the Gemara continues to say, as in Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin, Rabbi Shimon ben Asandel, wegen dem gehert, that when the other two of the other students of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai heard about what happened there, that the fire came down and surrounded them and so on, it was like a very spiritual and heavenly experience. Afheim poschu b'maisa merkava, so they too began to expound on matters, you know, these esoteric subjects. Amru, they said, yom echad b'ktukumas tamas haya. It was a day in the middle of the summer that this happened. Verasha Aretz, and there was this tumult, in the world. Venirasa Hakeshes Ba'anan, and the rainbow was seen in the cloud. The Yotza Basko V'Amra, and a heavenly voice came out and said, and so on. A rainbow in the middle of the summer in Eretz Yisrael is a very uncommon thing, so it was considered to be something extraordinary. In other words, Zetman from them, we see from this, as Rav Shimon ben Asanel is given from the Morei Kabbalah, that Rav Shimon ben Asanel was also one of the masters of Kabbalah. He was able to expound on Maaseh Merkava, and it had this kind of effect. When an Eifin Azayin Reiden in Maaseh Merkava at Uvgiton Azrasha Oretz, in a way that his expounding on it brought about this upheaval in the world. The Yotza Basko V'Amra, and a heavenly voice came out and spoke, as Had Mamshe given the Shechina Lamata, he was able to bring down Shechina down into this world. That's what a heavenly voice is, an expression of godliness. Und von dem ist verstandig, als er es gewähnt, dir le Shechinta. So from this we understand that he too was a dira, a host to the Shechina. Zwischen die Eben der Monte Tanoim Gufa, and even when we talk about the three Tanoim that were spoken about there, is Don Ili and Rav Shimon Asanel. There's something unique, although also Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch and Rabbi Yossi HaKoyim were also instrumental in this kind of accomplishment. But even amongst those three, there seems to be something outstanding about Rav Shimon Asanel. Was the father's a dafke bedugme zu Rashbi, which is why he specifically is similar as compared to Rashbi, that Ongerufen Shimon, and that his name is Shimon, reflecting the status of Rashbi, as we mentioned earlier. How is he different than the other two? Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch hat nur ibe gesagt, an inyan was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai hat em gelernt, l'madatoni. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was merely repeating something that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai taught him. As he says, can I say something that you taught me? Not something that he was able to, not a novel thing that he came up with on his own, a new idea. Tzvishin Rabbi Yossi HaKoyner Rabbi Shimon ben Asanel, talking about the two in the story of Rabbi Yossi HaKoyner Rabbi Shimon ben Asanel, was they haben deirish given in Meisem HaKobe in an oifen von Poschu b'koyach atzmam. When we talk about what they did, they opened, meaning to say that they said something new and something that they had, thought of and realized and came to an understanding that they came to. Obefrat al derech hayiduos is especially in as is known, based on what is known in the Pirush from Pasach Reb Shimon, when it says Pasach Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon opened by saying, okay, what does it mean? He opened. Adas meint azerat oiv geefent anayim in yevetzinur. It doesn't mean that he opened, that he started saying. It means that he opened up a new channel of flow for ideas. That's what Pasach Reb Shimon means. So when that says over there that they, Paschu, it also means that they came up with something new, a new channel of ideas. Something new was brought out into the open. Is Don Ili and Reb Shimon Asanel, Eif Reb Yossi HaKoyen. Even though they both shared that, there is still something outstanding about Reb Shimon Asanel, even over Reb Yossi HaKoyen. Why is that? Kohuna di tzuge greitkeit, lamed el shorof of Nei Hashem. Kohuna, which means one is ready and to stand and serve Hashem, Reb Yossi HaKoyen, as Reb Yossi was a Koyen. Bakumt men doch b'Yerusha. That's something that's handed down, that's given to you genetically. It's something that comes from the father to the son, father to the son. It's not an accomplishment on your own. The Ribber is Oich Zayim Pasach b'Maisa Merkavan Nishgor in Gansen Aninu from Pasach b'Koyach Atzmai. And therefore, when Reb Yossi HaKoyen is described as Pasach, since when we name him Reb Yossi HaKoyen, we're saying that what he had is something that was given to him from his father and his father. So therefore, when we describe him in that context as Pasach, it means also his Pasach is similar to what his status is as a Kayin. It's something that comes from Milmaila, something that was taught to him, something that was given to him, something that he was taught how to do, and so on. It's not something that's purely self-generated. The Shleim is the Gavavoyz, as Menizdir L'Shchinta. When can one say that one reaches a perfection in being a host of the Shchina? As the Ganze Metzius mentioned is Miyuchad Mitzchinta, meaning to say that the whole person, everything about that person is one with Hashem. Is when the Psiche B'Maisa Merkab is an Anoifim was Poilt Rasha Oretz, that when they're opening new channels in the area of Maisa Merkava, so much so that it creates an upheaval in the world. Kumt in ganzem von sein eigenem Koyach. When can you say that it is a true indication of being a channel to the Shechina? Only if it comes from your own abilities. Und das gefind men dafke Reb Shimon Asanel. And that is, from these three, that is only Reb Shimon ben Asanel, because even Reb Yossi HaKoyner wasn't under his own abilities completely, because what he was handed to him from above. Or how the Mishnah describes him as Reb Yossi HaKoyen, it's describing him as someone who received from someone higher than him. Somebody, Reb Shimon HaKoyen, who was not called a Koyen, as Nishgiven HaKoyen, he wasn't a Koyen. Und von deswegen hat der Peseach gewen bei Meister Merkava bei Fnanal, and even though he wasn't given these powers from above, he was able to accomplish Pasach, to open up new channels and to create an upheaval and so on, whatever he accomplished, all on his own. So therefore, it's specific to Reb Shimon ben Asanel, even then to the other two. Test. Der Ili from Reb Shimon ben Asanel's this elevated status of Reb Shimon ben Asanel's teaching Maaseh Merkava even over Reb Elazar ben Arach and is oich mudgish in them can also be seen as emphasized also in the fact was dafke b'shas eret peseach given Maaseh Merkava that it was only when Reb Shimon ben Asanel opened channels in Maaseh Merkava rosh ha'aretz v'nidus ha'keshev ba'onon. There was an upheaval, and the rainbow was seen in the clouds. Was das given a nes, which was in itself a miracle. Varum says given tkuvas tamus, because as I said before, it was in the middle of the summer. where clouds in Eretz Yisrael are very uncommon in the summer. But this needs to be explained about the cloud and the rainbow. What has to be explained? The Gemara that sailed, the Gemara relates on Ilui Eif Rav Shuv ben Levi. It says something unique and special and outstanding about Rav Shuv ben Levi, as Loi Nirus Akeshes Biyomav, that in his days, all of his time, there was no rainbow ever seen. But in the Keshes is Apu'ula, because the rainbow is Hashem's sign, a reminder that he shouldn't destroy the world. And if there's a tzaddik in the generation, then he doesn't need a reminder not to destroy the world. So then, in other words, that the rainbow is something negative. It brings out that there is something negive going on. So then, why does the Gemara describe the specialness of his expounding on Ma'aseh Merkava that a rainbow was seen in the cloud? That seems to be a negative thing. Is the beer in them? So the explanation is, in regards to the rainbow, we find two things. Number one, this is an ois bris shaloi yir oid mabel. This is Hashem's covenant, the sign that he will never again bring a mabel. And number two, if Kesha state, in regards to the bow, the rainbow, it says, as is dobashu mukash li, that it's something which can be compared to Hashem himself. As it's sigilich and gevoren tzum eivishn. And the far is the din, as also the stalko bekeshes, since the rainbow is a representation somehow, not sure how to say that correctly, but is a representation of Hashem himself, and therefore you're not allowed to stare at a rainbow. By loy chasol kavod kaine, because if you stare directly at it, then you are sort of looking at something that represents Hashem, and it's impolite, or worse, to stare at something that represents Hashem. So you're allowed to look at a rainbow to make a bracha, but you shouldn't be intently focused on the rainbow. That's how they resolve that question. V'oid v'ikir, and more importantly, mefurish b'maisa b'merkava, the rainbow was mentioned explicitly in the Maisa Merkava, the vision of Yecheskel, the Be'eskin in which we're talking about, k'mara keshes ashiyeh ba'onon, like the vision of a rainbow that is seen in the cloud. Kain mare geimer hu mare demus kved Hashem. This is the vision that he saw. That was the vision of Hashem. In other words, Yecheskel described his observation of Hashem as the image of a rainbow. Is muvana. So therefore, we understand. So there, that's the other side of it. The rainbow as a negative a thing, and then the rainbow as a representation of Hashem. So it's understood that this is a gilui naila for Shechina, that this is a great revelation of the Shechina, was brought as a zolzayin de keshes ba'onan, which is what brings about that there should be a vision of a rainbow in the cloud. And to explain this dichotomy, der erster inyan von keshes, the first idea of a rainbow, that it's a negative sign, a sign that Hashem has to remind himself, is nor ven es kum b'yom de'iva. That is when it comes in a cloudy day. So then, if you see a rainbow, so then you have to know that Hashem has to remind himself. In afavolken tatog. Because the anonim weisnach tatog von dinim v'koshim, clouds represent obscuring the sun, meaning it brings a concept of difficulties. Aber die anonymen Keshes, was kommen durch dem, was wir darschen bei Maisei Merkava, but these clouds which are brought about through the studying, the expounding on the Maisei Merkava, seine nicht an eis auf Schell sein dinim, they are not there to eliminate dinim, difficulties, nor below is a simon of Gilui Na'ila from Shechina. All they're doing is expressing the revelation of Hashem in the image of an anan, of a rainbow. Well, Pizeh is noch mal verstandig, Rav Shimon Sanu is given to Rosem Nosei, in a neifen vaser is given, Dirul Shechinta. So therefore, the fact that Rav Shimon ben Asanel, through expounding on Maaseh Merkava, brought a rainbow into a cloud in a very unexpected way, because normally there is no clouds there, and so it was the whole concept of bringing a keshes into reality was a revelation of godliness. So therefore, we see that Rav Shimon ben Asanel had the ability to draw down Shekhinah, that he was a true host of the Shekhinah, similar to Rashbi. Yud. Einuf in the inyan of Asayin, a metayer dargosei anaylus from Rashbi is given. One of the things that described the elevated status of Rashbi, it was Tosas Rad Gizog, that he said, Ani yochal ani lifter es kolo oilum kulum in adin. I am able to exempt the entire world from judgment. I'm able to exempt everyone from judgment. And since, what is the defining thing about Rashbi was that he was Terosim Nasi, is Fashtandik Adosvaserad Giken Patern as Koloimon Kulumin Adin, so we understand that the fact that he was able to exempt the whole world from judgment is Fabunim Idominim from Terosim Nasi, is linked to the fact that he is a person of Terosim Nasi, the two are related. Mahachinamogiret Barucha. It was already discussed previously in the Kutas Sichas in the Maimefun Rashbi, that which Rashbi said, Yochlanil lifter is Koloilam Kulim Nadin. When Rashbi said that I am able to exempt the whole world from judgment, Ados is nish durch dem vaserad gekent barvikn de anshei adoyrei unpeilten es zon tshuvatan. He didn't mean to say by that I could have such an influence on all the people that they will all do tshuva. And that's how he meant he can exempt everybody from judgment. Rather, what he meant is, nor as zayn schus is given as a grace, that his merits were so great as nish kukin of the avenus from the dirt, that notwithstanding the fact that the generation had sins, is as soivul kol v'noim, he is able to tolerate, he's able to carry all of their sins in a way, upaitrim and adim, and to exempt them. He can absorb them and make them go away, so to speak. No judgment will be passed on them because of his greatness. Vibaldas by Rav Shimon Asanel is given the iluf and terasim nasa b'dugma shur Rashbi kanal. So since Rav Shimon Asanel, we already established that his greatness in terasim nasa was similar to that of Rashbi, is oich zayn oiftan in velt given al derech dem inyan, so then his accomplishments in the world were also similar to the Rashbi. Vos Rashbi had gezogt ani yochal lifter es kol oilam kulam in adin. And Rav Shimon ben Yochai said that I am able to exempt the whole world from punishment, from judgment. So Rav Shimon Asanel was also able to accomplish that. Al pize vet oich vere fashtandik, the shaychas from the Drita Yerom in the Mishnah. So now we'll understand what the third teaching of this Mishnah is. Valti Rasha b'fnei atzmacha, do not consider yourself to be a Rasha. And what's the connection to the Tzvei Friedige Tzvei, how it's connected to the earlier two teachings of Rav Shimon ben Asanel. Dafke mitzad dem was Rav Shimon ben Asanel is given to Rasha yom nasa v'Rashbi, it is because the Rav Shimon ben Asanel was similar to Rashbi in the matter of Terasu Menasai. Because Veta Rizgiv Drikt in the Eshta Tzvei Ros in the Mishnah, which has already been expressed in the earlier two teachings of this Mishnah. Thus Mitzadem is a Megin of Zayin Doir on his Seivul Kolav and Aseyan. And because of this, Rav Shimon Asanel was also able to carry the sins of the generation and exempt them from any punishment. Darf min hobn di bavorin ishnal ti rasha b'fnei atzmacha. Therefore, he needs to tell you, don't consider yourself to be a Rasha. Why? The Chlal, generally, is Azavos Haltzir via Rasha, somebody that considers himself to be a Rasha, b'meile vete mitzad atzmai nish zuchen tshuvaton, which for that reason he won't bother to do tshuva, because he's a Rasha anyway. Is the anhoge fun yo aniyusu liyudoi. In such a case, in which a person is not tempted to do tshuva, is not driven, is not encouraged to do tshuva on his own, in regards to that, it says in the Gemara that the poverty or pain is beneficial for the Jewish people, because pain stimulates you to do tshuva. As me bringt, if a mention puronis v'yisorim v'chlanos lan, that it's for this reason that pain is a person is subjected to pain. Was zu brechen sei mit zius and bringing him to tshuva, that break down the resistance to tshuva and lead a person to tshuva. Masha'en kin adayra from Rav Shimon ben Asanel. However, in the generation of Rav Shimon ben Asanel, was zayin schus at megin given a fahit from Puronius, where his generation was protected from this kind of punishment because he was able to exempt everyone from punishment. The far hat megedaf me miyuchet bavorin aval tirosh b'fnei atzmacha. And therefore, if a person will not be subjected to pain because of Rav Shimon ben Asanel, and he will consider himself to be a Rasha because he feels he's a Rasha, then what's gonna encourage him to do tshuva? There won't be anything to encourage him to do tshuva. That's why Rav Shimon HaSanel had to say, today it's especially essential that a person doesn't consider himself to do via Rasha. Amzlovisenzai, that you should know, as yedere ken und darf, sovkol soba yedach mimenu nidach, that everyone is able to and therefore must, and that in the end everyone will in fact have a tshuva ton, and they will, so everyone has to do tshuva and will do tshuva. Nochmer, even more, daf nisht onkum tzu yisurim, and that this can be accomplished without having to be being subjected to pain. Nor ken tshuva ton b'teich harchava v'chayim menucha v'shalva, but you can do tshuva like they did in the time of Rav Shimon ben Asanel without being subjected to pain, through comfort, from peace and tranquility, and to do tshuva under those circumstances. And that's what he means by Al Tirosh Rifnei Atzmacha, make sure that you don't fall into the trap of considering yourself a Rasha and therefore not doing tshuva.